Good day, everyone. Welcome to part two of a special audio feature on bullmarketrun.com. I'm John Hallstein. With me again is Mr. Bill Fisher, chairman of GoldQuest Mining, GQC, on the TSX Venture Exchange, which announced a significant discovery May 23rd at its Las Tres Palmas project in the Dominican Republic. Bill, we talked about the actual Romero discovery at the beginning of our conversation earlier. Let's examine some other issues and take a look at the bigger picture with GoldQuest. First off, I must say you stood your ground very well on the financing, getting a bought deal with no warrants and keeping dilution at a minimum.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the existing shareholders are very keen to minimize dilution at this time, but make sure we have enough money to do what we need to do. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of market interest here. The share price shot up, and eventually we had a bought deal, which is where the broker house will stand behind their offer, even if they don't get any of their clients in. And we had probably more than one bought deal, but this was the one that we liked because it had no warrants, which is very unusual in this current market. Mm-hmm. In a bear market, it's almost never done. So I was pleased that we managed to put that away. We got some good names in here. We have a syndicate of, although it's a quite small financing, a syndicate of four brokerages behind it, and so we did the financing. So we're very pleased. It was done at 5% discount to the closing price on the day. A key thing of it was that there was probably a lot more money available, so we didn't take all the money off the table, and so it meant there's been a very substantial aftermarket. In fact, our best trading was after we did the bought deal, as the trading volume has been very high, from almost zero volume to now we've turned over 50% of our company shares in the last week.
Bill, you do have many institutional contacts given your track record of success in the industry. So at a time like this, that definitely has to be a big bonus for GoldQuest.
Yeah, I like to think institutions are a good thing, because this was very much a retail stock, and what we're seeing is a transitional period where institutions who hadn't been following GoldQuest, in fact, I mean, many juniors are lacking institutional backing, are in the same situation. They're establishing a position, and that's very important, because when you have the ups and downs, which is part of our industry, whether it's you get a good drill holes, bad news, good news, etc. You want the institutions who understand it; they will support you. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to have like 20,000 retail people all supporting you at once, because everyone has their own view. Mm-hmm. So it's good to have a mix of institutional and retail investors, and this is part of our strategy, is to get a shareholders mix, so it's to the benefit of all shareholders.
Mm-hmm. Bill, your stock has gone from a low of 4 cents in May, if you can believe that, just 4 cents, and it turned into a 10-bagger in the days after your discovery was announced. Where can you beat that kind of leverage? The exploration business is truly unique, is it not, in that sense? And it's just great to see that kind of wealth creation.
I don't think you can. I think mining is like that, or exploration. Not so much mining, actually exploration. Mm-hmm. Because in the end, if you find something, then anything's possible. And especially at this stage where the investor comes in at this point, it's speculative. There is no evidence, positive or not, about the size of this thing, except you've got a really, really big drill hole, and that's all you have. So therefore, people will take their view on that. And myself, as both an executive and a geologist, we say my job is to make sure I tell you what we know and what we don't know, mm-hmm. and then the investor can make his own choice on how speculative he wishes to be.
Mm-hmm. Bill, you're very familiar, of course, with the mineral-rich Dominican Republic. You know this area like the back of your hand. The Romero discovery aside, in general terms, there are still perhaps several rich deposits to be found in the DR. What are the possibilities in your view?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Pueblo Viejo is 30 million ounces, and Barrick and Goldcorp are jointly putting that into production, which should be commissioning later in the year. It's a different geological unit, so we shouldn't confuse the mm-hmm. two, because it's a different geological style. But I was involved in a company called Globestar, and we built a copper gold mine in the Dominican Republic, which has had similarities to this current discovery, and that was sold very successfully to an Australian group called Perelia. And so, the area, the country country is very mining friendly. They have the Falcondo nickel mine owned by Xstrata. So there's some very, very large scale operations in the country, and this is a real backbone of the national economy. That and tourism are the big things for this country. So they get mining, and that's really good to know. And they're friendly. They want to get things developed, and particularly as the CEO of the company, Julio Espella. He is a Dominican national. In fact, he's the first Dominican to actually run a Canadian public company. Having a Dominican national who knows his way around, having helped me, we worked together and built a mine already in the country, it means that the combination of Canadian and Western capital and local expertise is the sweet spot on how our industry should work.
You say there are some similarities between Romero and the Globestar deposit you were a part of. Can you elaborate on that, Bill?
Well, the Globestar situation was a VMS deposit, but in that case, it actually came to the seafloor. It was deposited on the seafloor or close to the seafloor. This type of deposit that we are seeing here is actually tens of millions of years later, so it's a very different event, but it's a similar style that didn't come to the seafloor as we see it today. But they are in the same class of deposits.